This question, I kind of got the idea for this question last week when we were out of town for a wedding. We were at breakfast, and one of our friends ordered a 5 egg white omelet.
Yes, you know who you are.
And I'm not calling him out. Like I
Just
said, I
kidding.
don't want, I'm not trying to. I just found it interesting why you would do egg whites, because what I've learned about is the egg, the whole egg, the nutrition that's in the egg is like a complete food, really. It's like the
Right.
perfect food, in my
Right.
opinion.
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. This episode comes from the earlier version of the podcast known as the ETT Rap Show. Enjoy! Hey guys, we've got a little bit of a throwback for you this week. And before we jump into our episode that we're pulling out from the vault for you guys, we have a couple of quick announcements.
Yes, first announcement is I'm offering free fitness consultations with a follow-up, and you guys can schedule those by sending me an email at elementaltampa@gmail.com. We'll talk about anything health and fitness related. You guys just go ahead, send me an email, we'll set up an appointment, maybe we'll Skype, phone call, email correspondence, however, we'll get a conversation started.
Yes, and then the next announcement is a continuation. If you've been listening over the last few weeks, you know we hopefully will be included in the finalists for Creative Loafing's Best of the Bay
yes.
2017.
Mm-hmm.
The finalists are not being announced until the end of July, though. So if you haven't voted, don't feel bad.
No.
You haven't had the opportunity
yes, exactly.
to yet, and it's coming up. So cltampabay.com is going to be where you can find the voting times and all the options, but we'll let you know on Facebook and any other locations once they post those dates. So just keep an eye out and definitely keep us in mind when the voting opens.
Addicted to Fitness, best local podcast.
Yes.
All right, so now on with this episode from the vault.
Welcome to the ETT Rap Show.
Hey, that's my line.
As
you guys can hear, Shannon is back on this week's episode once again. I am your host, Nick Birch. Shannon Palmer is with me right now, soon to be Shannon Birch. Only countdown about 12 more days till our wedding. Just so you guys know, Tyler has not been demoted or let go. He's just super busy with work right now. So Shannon is helping us out, both of us out, and filling in for while he's getting the while he's got his busy season at work right now.
Yeah, I'm the pinch hitter.
Yeah, she's a very capable co-host, so I'm glad that she's here. And we live together, so it's easy. You know, we don't have to. You know, there's no real scheduling. Scheduling is a little bit easier than with Tyler since we live farther apart.
I may be in pajamas and drinking coffee right now.
Yes, we are actually doing this a nice weekend morning. We made ourselves a cup of coffee, cups of coffee, some local Buddy Brew coffee. We're big fans. And if you'll hear somebody tap dancing in the background, that is our dog Jasmine walking around on our hardwood floors. So she's in the other room, so hopefully you don't hear it too much. But now her and the cat are going after each other. Anyways. So, yes, we had a great week of training this week in the personal training and the ETT personal training. Actually had a great post-workout conversation with one of my clients. It was short, but, it was sweet. We were walking out. We were loading the truck up with all the equipment. And, as we're leaving, the client talks to me and says that, she really enjoys the training. Like,
that's awesome.
It's what she's been looking for, hopefully my training style, but just the fact that, she's being held accountable and it's easier now to be kind of have that fitness aspect of her lifestyle since, it's come to her and provided to her and the style that we do. And I know she enjoys the striking aspect of it too.
That's awesome.
So, and when I hear clients say that and give good, positive feedback, it always makes me feel good and makes me feel like I'm on the right track with, the company and the training style that I, provide for people.
Yeah. And I know we've talked about this before, but I think that you've made something that used to be really a luxury very accessible for people, and you've offered them a flexibility that has taken the stress and pressure of going to a gym and working with a personal trainer, just something that's so much more enjoyable. So I think it has a lot to do with your style and your personality, and that's really awesome.
Yeah, that's the ultimate goal, is trying to, you know, instill or kind of people get people into the fitness lifestyle. Other than that, we are actually this morning, since you guys will be hearing this on Monday, so it'll be the day before, we're actually getting ready to head out to downtown Tampa to do our group workout for the month. I know we talked about this last week. We're just going to do a nice run on the Riverwalk and do some stair climbs down at the Tampa Convention Center. And I think I've mentioned this multiple times, but if you're not familiar with the Tampa Bay area, check out the Tampa Riverwalk if you're ever in town visiting, because it's
amazing.
They're adding to it. It's very beautiful, and there's lots of stuff on there. The museum's on there, Curtis Hickson Park, multiple dog parks. The Straw Center's right off of it. There's a nice another waterworks park with another dog park and a nice restaurant. It's really awesome, a great part of the city, so I'm excited to use that. It's a little departure from what we normally do for our group workouts.
I'm actually really excited for this one. I mean, I love training with the group and doing more of kind of like the choreographed workout, but for a Sunday, I think that this is just a really good solution for everybody's gonna get a really great workout. They'll get some great motivation, they'll get some good support from other people, but it's a little different, a little shaking things up. And it is gorgeous out this morning.
Yeah, the weather conditions really treat us good, especially for some reason we really haven't had a bad, I don't think I've ever had to cancel one of these training sessions. You know, we've had maybe a couple of thunderstorms roll through before, but all of them have really gone off without a hitch. So, and like you said, we're switching it up. We're getting towards the dog days of summer, which, you know, probably we may be able to keep doing the runs in the morning. We'll see, because it's so hot and it's tough to get people outside to work out. So, but like I said, we're gonna try this, and I've heard it from a couple people, so we should have a little good group coming down there. So I'm excited to see.
Yeah.
So check out the pictures. I'm sure we'll post stuff on Facebook and our ET Tampa Twitter and Instagram. Also, wanted to talk about a little date night that Shannon and I went on last night. Pretty appropriate to podcast, because we went to the UFC event last night.
Yeah, and you said this was the first time UFC was in Tampa, or one of the first times. It was at Amalie Arena.
I think it was the first time they were at the Amalie Arena, I believe.
I've never heard of them there.
I think they've been to the Sun Dome a couple times.
Yeah.
And I know they were in Orlando, which I think was closest, which is like the Amway Center, I think is mm-hmm. in Orlando. But I think this is the first time they've been in the Amalie Arena, I believe.
Yeah.
And it was pretty, what did you think?
Honestly, I actually really enjoyed it. And I'm not I don't just sit down and watch fights as a hobby. You know, I've definitely learned a lot over the years with you, because you look more at the technical side of the fight, whereas some people are just like, yeah, punch him in the face.
We heard a lot of that
last night, actually.
We heard a lot of that.
Which was kind of hilarious, mm-hmm. but I actually love contact sports in general, and usually only like going to games and things like football and hockey to see some fights and bloodshed. So this was pretty much right up my alley, turns out. It was really fun.
Yeah, and we lucked out. We got free tickets, and from my buddy Spanish from a local radio show here in Tampa called the My Calta Show. And he hooked us up. I've had a kind of a little working relationship with them that we'll probably talk about in another podcast. But he was nice enough to give me tickets. So we went, you know, we were kind of in the higher seats, in the upper.
Yes.
But it was a good angle to see fights, you know,
yeah.
I think. And like I said, it was my first UFC live event. So it was fun. It was a good experience to go to. I was telling Shannon, she was like, so the fights are, when did the fight start? And I was like, well, I mean, it's technically the fight started at.
We went at 8, and I thought that the fight started at 8. So when Nick said, oh, yeah, these have been going on for a while, and I said, what time did they start? You said
4 o'clock.
What the hell? Seriously.
Yeah. So all the undercards started at very first fight for the whole event started at 4, and then we went in. We came in for the main card, which was on Fox. The main card on Fox was at 8, and we saw all those fights. And so there was about, I'd say probably about 6 or 7 fights before that we didn't go see, which is fine. I mean, I'm sure we'll see it on the replay anyways, but
the only downside, and I think both of us would say, going to an arena like this is the arena seating, in the fact that you have these teeny tiny little seats with like no leg room. You're basically in pretzel form the whole time you're watching this. I mean, it's not like you can jump up and get excited, because then you'd probably fall on your face into the robe in front of you. So that was the only drawback, I think.
Yeah, I think we lucked out. I mean, like I said, it was one of those things. We got free tickets, so if we would have wanted nicer seats,
yeah,
we would have had to pay a little bit more, you know, or pay some, actually, since we didn't pay any. But like I said, it was a good experience for the first time, and then we knew we weren't going to stay for the entire event. So
production value, super, super impressive. Despite being where we were, huge, huge Jumbotron showed every detail, every splattering of blood. Yes, there was blood. In fact, there was pools of blood at one fight. But that really made a difference, because we looked down on the fight and then we could see basically straight in front of us blown up the fight.
Mm-hmm.
So they covered their bases. They did. I thought that was very impressive. Made it worth it.
It was cool. There was some the main event was Rashad Evans versus Glover Teixeira. And it actually ended rather quickly. It was supposed to be a 5-round fight, and it ended, I think, about less than 2 minutes into the fight. Glover Teixeira knocked out Rashad Evans, which is pretty big, because Rashad Evans, that was only his second time being knocked out ever. So, but I know, I think he was coming off a injury, and he's been out. He hasn't fought in a while. So, so it was a little bit. And Glover Teixeira, is he's already fought for the belt before. I would say a top light heavyweight. You know, he's in the top five. I mean, he was ranked in the top five. So
when it was the return for the, what was the other Khabib or whatever?
Khabib Nurmagomedov.
I can't say that.
Yeah. So he was.
I couldn't read his name. Never mind. Say his name. But he was amazing. But he was coming back from 2 years.
Yep.
From injuries. And he is considered the number two.
Yeah, he's the number one challenger, basically, for the title, the 155, the lightweight title.
He was very impressive. Yeah. He went up against some poor guy making his UFC debut who, you know, props to him. He freaking held it down and took a beating for almost 2 rounds. Yeah. And finally, like, his head got bashed in and he needed to stop.
Yeah, I mean, this guy, Khabib, is, like Shannon said, he's been out of the game for he's been basically sidelined by injury for 2 years. He's had, I think, I want to say three fights scheduled, and he had to get them canceled because of injury. So he's been, but, like, he's already beaten the champion of 155-pound, the lightweight class. He's already beaten him before, and he's undefeated, and he's looking, I'm sure he'll probably be the next challenger for the lightweight, the 155 title. Yeah. I don't doubt it. I don't see why not. So, I mean, like, he's... Yeah.
He had a takedown strategy that was basically pick the person up and slam them down on their back. And he did it twice to this one guy. And he has the record for most takedowns, right?
In one fight.
It was 21, 22.
20, yeah, in one fight. Which is ridiculous.
Really? So, like, those kinds of stats and stuff, that was actually really cool to kind of see those takeaways, because you get a feeling for, like, what's going to happen. I had no idea who any of these people were. And for the girls, there were girl fights, mm-hmm. and these were not, even though they were the strawweight level, I would not want to run into either of these girls pissed off and drunk, because they were really amazing. One of them was called, her nickname was the Tornado.
Yeah, Tiny Tornado. Tisha Torres.
And the other one was,
who's from
never,
Florida?
You would not think, she's like very pretty, really pretty face, and she's, you know, skinny looking, but really impressive technique. Mm-hmm. She could really throw in some kicks and punches there, like laser perfect.
Yeah, Rose not a move. Oh gosh.
See, Nadia, I'm not Munez. The only one.
Nadia Munez. Sorry, Rose. But yeah, she was on the very first UFC, the Ultimate Fighter with the female competitors. She was on that. I think Tisha Torres was on also. Since, I mean, it's a small division, like 115 for the women's, it's a small, there's not a ton of competitors. So the chances of them fighting again are probably pretty high. So, and they're both up there in the top, probably the top five of that division. But yeah, everything was fun. Like I said, I know we already talked about Khabib, but I think his headwear was probably what you love the most.
I want his hat so bad. He is, first of all, he is Russian. So when you hear the name, you have a little struggle placing it. You think maybe Eastern something, but he is like straight Russian. Yeah. You can barely understand him. He's got a really thick accent.
From Dagestan.
He comes out wearing like, what is it, like a basically a blonde babushka?
Yeah, I'm guessing, yeah. Yeah, it's like one of those old styles.
It looks like hair, but it's a hat.
Maybe he's made out of sheep wool. I don't know what it
is,
but it's like this, yeah, like this blonde thing, and it's a good. There's a good photo. He put it on Joe Rogan while he was interviewing him at the end of the fight. So anybody on Twitter or Instagram can search that. It's pretty funny to see Rogan wearing that.
Definitely going to look that up and retweet that.
It looks super warm.
It does. It just, I mean, you want to live in it.
Well, I imagine you need it in Russia. It's probably a necessity. It's probably
not as necessary here in Florida.
You're probably issued it at birth when you get it in Russia, so I can imagine. But yeah, that was fun. I'm glad we went. You know, it was right down the street from us, so if we wouldn't have gone, I was on the fence if I was going to get tickets or not. But then, like, it happened. My friend from the radio show, the Celtic show, got me tickets, so I was super super thankful for that. So
yeah.
we had to go and made a little date night and everything. So
yep.
It was fun. All right. So we're going to bust into a little bit of nutrition now. I actually posed this question on Facebook and on my other the Instagram and Twitter. And I know you retweeted it on your Twitter handle.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about eggs. Now,
because it's an egg-cellent question.
Rim shot. There you go. Boom. I'll put the rim shot in post.
Yes.
All right. So this question, I kind of got the idea for this question last week when we were out of town for a wedding. We were at breakfast and one of our friends ordered a 5 egg white omelet.
Yes, you know who you are.
And I'm not calling him out. Like I said, I'm not trying to, I just found it interesting why you would do egg whites. Because, you know, what I've learned about is the egg, the whole egg, the nutrition that's in the egg is like a complete food, really. It's like the perfect food, in my opinion. I got some nutrition data that compares the kind of the three different varieties. We got the whole egg, egg whites, and then egg yolks.
Yeah, the components of the egg.
Yes, basically the macro breakdown, a couple of the micros too. So these nutrition facts are raw. So like I said, it changes a little bit when depending on how you cook them or how you prepare them. But we're just going to go with raw. For a whole egg, about 70 calories, about 4-5 grams of fat, and pretty much zero carbohydrates, and 6 grams of protein. So that's the macro breakdown. The whole egg.
Everything.
Yolks and whites. Yep. And there's also a good amount of micronutrients, especially vitamin D and B12. It's a good percentage of both of those, and even some B6s. So the vitamin B complexes and D whole eggs is... What's that?
Are those fatty acids?
No, vitamins are not fatty acids.
No, but are there fatty acids in it?
Yeah, they are fat. Well, I said total fat's about 5 grams, and then it's mostly saturated fat, but there's also, well, no, I shouldn't say mostly. So it's about, the breakdown is about 1.5 grams of saturated fat, 1 gram of polyunsaturated, and 1.8 grams of monounsaturated fat. So yeah, it's different variety. It has a different fat profile, but like I said, total amount of fat is a good amount for one egg. Now let's go to egg whites. And I'm sure everybody can assume what this is going to break down to be. So egg whites, this is one raw egg white. About 20 calories, so that's 50 less calories.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially zero fat, no fat. And once again, no, barely any carbohydrates, but 3.5 grams of protein.
So that's so basically it, where the protein, most of the protein is.
Well, it's about half.
Yeah.
Because we said it was about six grams of protein in a whole egg. So there's 3.5. So yeah, I'd say the majority is in the whites. But it's probably about 60% of the proteins in the whites. And, but also pretty much essentially no micronutrients. There's no vitamins in the protein, according to what I'm seeing right now. There might be a bigger breakdown of some that I'm not aware of. So we're just doing some basic facts. Now we'll go to the raw yolk. Excuse me. So the yolk, as you can imagine, all the fats in the yolk, about 4.5 grams of fat in the yolk. And once again, no carbohydrates. And then the remaining protein, there's about 3 grams of protein in the yolk. So there is protein in the yolk. And also there's micronutrients in there.
Basically vitamin D. All the micronutrients.
Yeah. Yes. So as you can, so like I said, if you're looking for mainly just a protein source, egg whites are a good idea. But I mean, like I said, you're kind of robbing yourself of some other important micronutrients. And I think the kind of the idea with the protein, the egg whites, I think kind of came from adding protein to your diet, especially for people who are trying to add muscle mass.
Well, and here's the thing. I mean, when we were growing up, it was during the time when eggs were really not that great for you. And the yolk was like the bad part of the egg. And I mean, that was like scientific belief that you do not have a lot of eggs and you do not have a lot of yolk. So like you should separate your eggs if you're having more than two, because the yolks are bad for you and they high in cholesterol and all of these bad things for your heart. So I think there's a surprising number of people that still believe that, because even though I think eggs have become much more mainstream and there are a lot more people that are up on the research that eggs are incredibly beneficial and are like a perfect food in some people's opinion, I think the perception is still there that like, well, if I'm trying to cut back on my calories or I'm trying to eat quote unquote healthy,
heart healthy,
I should not have a whole egg. I should just have the egg whites.
You mentioned a word in there when you were describing the history of why we think eggs aren't beneficial to us is cholesterol. You were talking about that. And there's so much new data coming out about cholesterol now.
Yeah.
You know, it used to be just separated that if your cholesterol level was high, you're in trouble. Mm-hmm. And then they found out about HDL and LDL, mm-hmm. you know, bad and good cholesterol. And if LDL is high, you're in bad shape. Now they're finding out there's even more categories within those two categories. And that it's not necessarily LDL doesn't, if it's high, doesn't mean you have, you know, risk for heart disease or anything like that or heart attacks. So one thing that I think we've talked about before, but I'm going to try to do and, you know, relay the information to the listeners is, you know, get my own lipid profile, you know, get the breakdown of all my cholesterols, my LDLs, my HDLs, and then within that, the subcategories within all that, and then get it broken down by somebody that understands that, not just a general, you know, general practitioner or general physician, like your, what is that? Your preferred physician?
Oh, yeah, your PPC or whatever?
Something like that, yeah. So basically, your doctor you go see on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Anyways, so because they, the lipidologists, actually, they have the education and the know-how to break down and look at the levels more so than just a general practitioner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a general practitioner says, hey, this is high, but they don't know what part inside of that is making it high and if it's good or bad.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, the rule of thumb, I think, is for people, like, if you have family members who have had, you know, you have a family history of heart issues and high cholesterol and things like that, you should probably see one of these more focused, specialized people, because they're going to be able to break it down on a level that your regular doctor is just not going to have probably the patience or the background to really get into. It's just not something that they test for, because usually, you know, you go in, you get your blood drawn, they test this huge range and they say, you are healthy, you are not healthy. You might be at risk, you are not at risk. So it's basically anything where you have a family history, go to a really specialized doctor. But this would be an interesting test in particular, because I don't think very many people probably have gone and gotten that fine grain detail on this particular type of testing.
It's true, because like I said, I've talked to somebody recently who was, he said he got his own blood work done. He was like, he saw some cholesterol levels, can't remember, I'm assuming LDLs, he said was a little bit higher, you know, not ridiculously high, but on the high end. And he was like, now, you know, I want to change my diet and my fitness. And I was like, which is good. I mean, it's a good thing to have, you know, motivation. Yeah. But you should definitely look into it more so, because then you can kind of see where maybe in your diet you need to kind of, what you need to add or subtract.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just, you know, those two numbers, LDL and HDL, just having those numbers aren't enough information to help you kind of dictate what you really need to focus on to, you know, help change those numbers.
Yeah.
So we, like I said, on Facebook, I put out the question about how people like their eggs. Now, obviously, not necessarily how to prepare them, but I also put that in there too if they wanted to add it. But like if they prefer, or I said the actual question was, what do they believe is the healthier option? Egg whites, egg yolks, or the entire egg? So surprisingly, almost everybody said the whole egg, which is great.
We have an educated audience.
Our friend Katie Carlton, she said the whole egg. And my friend Vicky Buck from back home, she said whole egg. Lauren Greer, our real estate agent, she said whole egg.
New friend.
Yes, of course. Kelly Travers Knox, Tyler's wife, said the whole egg. And Tyler, Tyler said only egg yolks. I love high cholesterol. So luckily he was being sarcastic. So yes. Also we had, she commented last week, and again, Jane Berryman, who's a friend of our friend L.A. Jennings,
mm-hmm.
who also owns a gym out in Denver, she had a nice response. I'm going to read it. I am back to recommending whole eggs, but when I wanted to get fit and lean, I got into egg whites and lost my taste for yolk. Go-to recipe, frittatas with veggies and feta.
Yeah.
So like I said, now she's back into eating the whole, she basically, that kind of recipe, she just said, you got the whole, your whole macronutrients for really the day. It's a great breakfast with the eggs, the vegetables, and the cheese.
And she has a good point, too. I mean, like, if you're, like, doing some serious cutting and, you know, you're on, like, a deadline and you are really measuring the macronutrients on not, you know, like, basically everything you eat, then egg whites, by no means are we bashing egg whites. It definitely is a purpose, and it's definitely for someone like that is going to be a go-to.
Yeah, and like they said, when we read the nutritional data, you could see that, I mean, it was
a lot of protein,
like 20 calories opposed to 70
very,
calories.
Very low calorie.
So, and I mean, essentially, it still has protein but zero fat. So, especially if you're trying to lose weight fast and you're trying to do the you know, calorie in, calorie out kind of diet, you know, less calories in than you expend, which, you know, I'm not a huge fan of.
Are you doing that for the wedding?
No.
Are you cutting for the wedding?
I've never done that. So, like I said, I think long term, I don't think that's a very sustainable practice.
Yeah.
But I think short term, you could see some results, and that might be what Jane was doing.
Yeah.
So thank you to everybody that commented on that. We really appreciate your feedback. And like I said, we love eggs. I love the whole eggs.
How many eggs do you think you have in a week?
In a week, I was thinking about it. I've kind of cut back a little bit because I thought it was going a little crazy there. I had about a baker's dozen a week. And so now I probably have about 10, I would say.
Yeah.
10 a week.
Yeah, I'm
every
about
other,
the same.
Every other morning I make myself about 3 eggs scramble.
Yeah, I have 2 eggs usually every day for breakfast.
Yep.
Is my go-to boiled. Yeah. If anyone's curious, yeah, on preparations.
Yeah. So she has them hard boiled, which has got you you kind of remove some calories and stuff like that. Because I cook them with butter and scramble them up and stuff like that. So I add a little bit more fat and stuff into mine. But we actually just bought a whole flat of eggs.
20 eggs,
and
we
it was actually
eat them all.
Ridiculously good price too, and they're all pasture, you know, cage free. And it's funny, we bought them. We were down the street at a little pop up market in our neighborhood, and we ran into this nice young lady who was selling eggs and raw milk and some other raw dairy products. And come to find out, she lives on our street.
She's basically our neighbor.
Yeah, she's essentially across the street from us. And, you know, we just struck up a conversation, got her card, gave her my card, the ETT card. So
got a whole business.
Yeah, she's got a business. Not only does she do the eggs and the raw dairy products, she's also into, you know, selling or, you know, providing customers with large kind of quantities of grass-fed meat, like pork and beef.
Like the meat shares where a group of people will buy one animal and then divvy it up among all of the participants.
Yes. And it's a good way, a good kind of cost efficient way to get a really premium kind of, you know, grass fed organic food. So we're excited about that. You know, hopefully we'll be talking with her more and maybe get some friends together, maybe some ETT clients get together and go in and get some beef or pork, whatever we think. But yeah. She, it's Growing Roots is the name of her company, and the roots is ROOTZ.
Yeah.
So Growing Roots, and we're excited to, I was excited to find her and talk to her and bought some heavy raw milk
cream. Yeah, I think it's safe to say there's going to be some research on the raw dairy items by this man, and it will definitely be a future topic of discussion.
Yeah.
I will not go near it because my lactose intolerance returns the second I go near them. It like makes me nauseous to think about.
I put a splash of the heavy whipping cream, the raw milk.
How is that?
It's good. Like it tastes fine, but I took a little slurp right out of the jug. You know, it's thick. It's interesting, but it's good because, and like, it doesn't have any like unusual taste because I've had raw goat milk before.
Yeah, that's different.
I bought
different.
That before.
It tastes
and
weird.
It tastes grassy. I'll tell you that. Like, you can literally taste the grass the goat was eating. So this is, and obviously, like Shannon said, we'll go into more detail about raw milk and the benefits and the possible.
This is the research phase that you're doing.
Yeah, I'm the guinea pig, so which you know I enjoy. We've talked about that before. We've even talked about the cricket protein bars are in. So,
are they? Yep. I didn't even see that.
Yep. So we are going to be trying those soon.
It's going to be a taste test on an upcoming show, huh?
Exactly. Yeah. So they're in. They're here, and we're going to give them a shot. And I think for this week we've covered a lot. We got all the info we want to throw out to you this week. And like I said, I don't know. Maybe Shannon will be on next week too. Listen, I know Tyler's busy as hell.
I know. I feel like Tyler's taking a little sabbatical and got to step in, do my part.
Yeah, we might get in a pre-wedding podcast next week.
That's gonna be the question because the weekend after next weekend, 2 weeks from now, I'm sorry, I don't think I'm going to be able to be your co-host that day.
I understand. Yeah, we might be doing stuff that weekend.
You might need to arrange that differently.
We'll see. I'll talk. I'll see if Tyler can actually do something, you know, help us out. Maybe our wedding gift. He can actually record a podcast with us. But either way, I think we gave you guys a lot of information. Hopefully some of it's accurate, and hopefully you guys enjoyed it. And if you did enjoy it, let us know. Comment, rate, share this podcast. We really want your feedback, and we need your guys' help to kind of spread it to other people, and we really appreciate it. What do you have? Anything else, Shannon?
If anybody's curious and seeing that awesome hat that we were referring to from the UFC fight, I will post it on my Facebook. So just click on my name and any of the mentions that he posts about this, and you can check out that beautiful, beautiful hat. And I will try to find out if you can buy them somewhere because I'm super curious.
She's Shannon Palmer on Facebook. Search Shannon Palmer or Dash of Sparkle. That's her lifestyle blog page. And we are ETT Tampa. Excuse me, too many T's. ET Tampa. And you guys will hear it all in the outro again. But I think that's it for this week. If you want to learn more about Elemental Training Tampa, check us out on Facebook or go to our website, elementaltampa.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter under the handle ETTampa. Please rate and review the podcast. Your feedback will help us get better. Thanks.
And I don't
what?
Do that.
Sing like an angel? Is that what you're referring to?
I can't believe you just took the mic away from me.
There. That's more towards you.
It's
ready?
Ridiculous.
5, 4, 3, be professional.
You're the one that took the mic, you twerp.
All right, ready?